Hi everyone. Today's guest, we have the rockstar mentor, Maddie Cook, better known on Instagram as Maddie from Boss Your Salon. In this episode, Faye and I ask Maddie on any tips on how to boss it up. With our experiment looming, we get to grips with price increasing, setting boundaries, and creating a healthy work-life balance. We are so excited for this one. Also, at the end of this podcast, Maddie has been kind enough to give our listeners a free code for her Boss Your Boundaries workshop. So stay tuned. And welcome back, everyone.
Hello.
Today, we have got the amazing Maddie from Boss Your Salon.
Amazing.
Yeah.
This is, I'm so excited for this podcast, honestly. I was talking to Maddie earlier.
Faye is fangirl.
I am. She has been on my mood board, like, ever since we started this podcast. And like this morning I just went tick, and it was like
I'm
the best.
I'm going to imagine
feeling.
It as like a shrine rather than a mood board.
Oh, definitely. 100%.
Sequins.
Literally, 100%.
This is when I get my cult leader vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a cult leader. I'm like, honestly, don't.
Cult leader vibes, though.
I love that. I feel like this podcast, you will just add to the cult. Yes, like everyone.
That's all I'm here for.
Yeah. So, Maddie, give us a brief explanation of Boss Your Salon.
Yeah. So, Boss Your Salon is. It's basically me, but my husband helps us with all the behind the scenes, the boring.
Oh, you and your partner do?
Yeah, yeah.
So right. It's not just you. It's not just you.
I'm the face of it. That sounds really wanky, doesn't it? But I was like, please help me reply to emails. Yeah. But then we clearly don't reply to emails. And do all the admin stuff and help me out with all that kind of stuff. So he's like the kind of behind the scenes help, just sort me life out basically. Like
he's the emails that we all get.
That is actually me. That was me, yeah, but a lot of the time it's not. And he writes as me. He's like, hi lovely,
kiss, kiss, kiss.
Love I like that. Teach him how to not be corporate and write like me with all the emojis and stuff. But yeah, it's just me. So it just started in 2018. I was like, I went on some business courses. It happened like purely by accident. I was like, I'll do some business courses. And then I was like, shit, like we don't know anything like in our industry. Like we actually haven't got a clue. I was like, this is this whole world of,
and you're in the hair industry.
Yeah, so my background's hair, like hair extensions mainly, but bits of hairdressing and barber and stuff. And then I was like, oh yeah, this would be cool, like this would really help us. I was like, oh yeah, I'll kind of like share this about a bit. And I started a Facebook group and I invited like my industry mates.
Yeah.
And Facebook had a glitch the other day and it started showing you the first ever post.
Stop.
And it was like the cutest thing. One of them was like, we've just hit 30 members, we've got 21,000 now.
It's so blimey.
I love things when you see it's an organic thing,
like, I never woke up and went, I'm gonna not do hair, this is what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna move into this, blah blah blah. But it just happened. And then it only happened because people kept messaging me going, Maddie, you'll know the answer to this. So I was like,
this is where the cult begins.
This is how the cult started. The cult of Maddie. And then I thought, well, if I have a group, because I like love an easy life, and I feel like this is how I teach. Is like, I want you to do the least amount of effort and work to get the biggest like results.
Love that.
So I was like, rather than me answering the same message in DMs like 10 times, let's have a group. Ask me in a group, and then 20 people can get the same answer. So it just makes like everyone's life easier. And then that was that. I just got massive. And then I dabbled in like online courses and stuff. I did in person coaching, and then obviously COVID hit and I closed my salon just like everyone else. I was like, fuck. Literally was like applying for Universal Credit. I was like, how are we gonna pay the mortgage?
Honestly,
like,
it was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then like that was
laughing because I just remember when Faye was like, what's Universal Credit?
I was like, you're talking here. I'm like,
sorry, just right now.
I remember she was saying, we was walking on day and she went, Universal Credit?
Like, what? Yeah, people.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't even know you got
know
stuff.
You could even have that option of having the help from the government and obviously Universal Credit.
Yeah, because this was like pre-grant. So this was like the first couple of weeks of like the lockdown when we were like, I have no idea what I'm going to
do. But thank God
for
you, because like, we've never been taught this. Like,
oh, yeah.
You start a business like, and you're like, okay.
Like, no one tells you this. So I was like, right, I'll apply for this. And I just kind of, I'd launched a social media course and I'd scheduled, this is why I hate scheduling now. I scheduled all my posts. And when you realise that you've got these really like high vibe posts in the middle of a pandemic,
oh, you're like,
people like closing their business. And I'm like, hey guys, have you ever thought about like digital marketing? Like,
Christmas is cancelled, but I've got a free masterclass.
Yeah, I was like, unscheduled. So that's why I think I've been put off for like forever. I mean, post things like that. But yeah, then it was like, so that's in March. And then in the April, I literally just put a post in the group because I see like patterns of like what people ask. And that's how I kind of go, this is what might help you.
Yeah.
And I just seen loads of people being like, how much does everyone charge? And blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, would anyone be interested if I like chuck together, like, you know, this like pricing class.
Everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah, there's like 100 comments being like, yeah. It's
instantly
like,
our phone goes ding, 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 ding.
And then I was like, this is cool because it keeps me really busy. So I'm not like spiraling about losing my salon.
So it was a bit of a, almost like a lockdown project. That
literally,
this
like
of,
lockdown yeah. project, like just a thing
so
to focus
many people
on.
Have
yeah.
like come like, out of
and
lockdown.
Not pivoted with, to yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like,
or opened up like avenues or doors, yeah. whatever you want to call it.
There's like a couple of coaches and educators I'm like really good mates with. And like, we've all stopped working with clients. There's only one who still does because hers is hair colour. So she's like, she needs to work with him to right. her follow to like get a content and stuff. Mm. But if she didn't need to do that, like because our work's the businessy stuff, which is insane. And it's like amazing. And I would never ever have thought, like this for me was always a side hustle.
And now it's your full time thing.
Yeah. So like after, literally after the first lockdown, as we were going back, I like begged it. And I was like, please leave your job. I was like, I can't go back to doing hair.
Yeah.
No.
But then I had like 11 years worth of me clients being like, yeah. I can't wait to see you. And then like everyone who hadn't seen me for 3 months was like, can yeah. I have an appointment? I was like, yeah. shit. So like, I just knew I had these two things. And I was like, if I don't give this, like Bossy Salon, a really good crack,
right.
it'll just disappear. And I was like, it clearly helps people. And you know, I started doing the free education.
It must be such a nice
like
thing
that.
Now to have that as a feeling of that you are helping people.
It's like, it just I kind of almost have to, like, it sounds really weird, but I have to like distance it in a way I'm like, you know, I know what my numbers are, I know how many people come onto my classes, but because everything I do is digital, I just see like a number in the corner of the screen.
Yeah.
Like I've done live education with like 500-600 people before, but I don't imagine this 500-600 people sat there, I'd die.
No, we were saying it about this, wasn't we?
Yeah, like this, for us, we're just sitting in
we're
a room.
Just chatting, yeah, same,
now.
Yeah. I just think I'm a laptop, and I'm like, oh, I think of like a couple of people.
But if you think that you actually are reaching, like we looked at one of them and it was like, say, 400 something people would listen to it.
It's insane.
And then we put them in a room.
Putting that in a room.
And seeing them.
You would crumble. Shit yourself.
Yeah, you would. Like,
yeah.
Like one person sitting in here now, like it would be like, hello, you're right. Whereas when it's just us just chatting and it's chilled, it's so much obviously more laid back. So you've got to kind of, as you say, detach yourself.
Does that ever get to you? Do you ever see like the numbers and think, oh, there's...
It's not so much the numbers, but for me, the point when I realise that there's real people, it sounds like... really narcissistic, like, you're not real human. But not like that. But like, I went to Creative Head Awards last year and I was just like pottering about in the loos as you meet everyone there. Mm. And someone was like, Maddie. And I like turned around and it was like someone I didn't like recognize.
Oh, you got recognized.
Yeah, because I was like, I kind of forget. So I've got like 20,000-ish people in like my group and Instagram. Yeah. I'm like, there's 20,000 people who know what I look like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I probably know about 50 of them like by face. Yeah, like, because people I've interacted loads with, whatever.
Yeah.
And and then there was someone else that like pulled me as I was leaving and she was like, oh, I'm not in the industry. She went, but my friend, she was like, literally, she works a 4-day week. She can like pick a kid up from school and you've changed your life. And I was like, oh, and I don't drink either. So I feel like I'm really quite weird socially. I feel like pissed. My people. Right. Like, yeah, that's great. But I was like, don't make me cry. And I came home and so I didn't win the award. And I came home and I was like, do you know what? Fuck it. Like, this is.
That was my award.
Yeah. Yes. I was like, to hear real people be like, this is the tangible like outcome you've given me in my life. I'm like, this is just wild. So I did another survey this week. We do it like once a year. And I was like reading the things on the train. So I was like crying on the train. I was like, I don't really stop reading these things, but it's just. Yeah, it's so cool. And it's like to have a business that your business is helping other people's business.
Yeah.
Yes.
So like my success is because of thousands of other people's.
Yeah.
Like,
and you've like made that for other people.
Definitely.
Like, you're saying exactly 100%. That. It must be very rewarding.
Yeah. And like in particular, like women, working class women, people from like lower income upbringings, people who are really like not highly like educated in the sense of like degrees and stuff like that, or like parents. You know, people who would never have had a chance before, or like
people who didn't believe that this could be their future.
Yeah, like they didn't think it was possible, and everyone around them didn't think it was possible. So it's like, oh, you know, you just do hair, you just do nails. Like you'll always just
the
be
classic.
This.
Oh, you just do this.
Yeah. This has probably been the third time that's got brought up.
Yeah, it's such a stereotype.
The whole, it's such a stereotype. Awful. A couple of the other podcasts we've done.
Yeah,
it always seems to be. Oh, you just do,
and it's like friends and family, and they're just like, "How's your little nail business?"
Yeah,
it's like. It's not a little business. Like, I've got a real, like, proper...
Definitely.
It's a proper thing.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. So one of the questions we wanted to ask, so what does charging your worth mean to you?
Yeah. So this is kind of weird, but I kind of want to move... I do want to move away from it, but I feel like charge your worth is just, like, a thing that we all say.
Yeah.
So everyone associates it with me. I say it on my masterclass and stuff. But actually, like, everyone has worth. So, like, as a human...
Yeah.
You like inherently have worth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. So the
it's
work
not just you, charge your worth as in money, you mean with yeah. everything.
Yeah. Yeah, like you're worth
just be worthy almost.
You, like you don't have to do anything, like you're worthy.
Yeah.
Mm. It doesn't matter if you do nails or do any other job. Like so just that's as an aside.
Mm.
Charging your worth in like the business sense is just kind of really placing a value in what you do and understanding where the value is for your clients and what you do kind of in comparison to other people. I mean like value wise, not price wise.
Yeah.
And like how you impact your customers and your clients' lives, because I think the sooner we realize that we don't sell hair, we don't sell nails.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because if you did, you would just lose. Yeah. You could never ever charge higher prices. Mm. There's other stuff that
it's
you sell.
It's an experience.
Yeah. It's
how you feel.
It's how you make a person feel about themselves.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's where so much of our magic is in like the work that we do.
Yeah.
So with obviously Boss Your Salon and you obviously wanted to help others, do you find, how can I word it? I'm just trying to think.
As in like, where did you sort of get, like we see you as so like knowledgeable and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Like you said where a second did you ago you went and done a business masterclass.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't just, I was not born.
Yeah, you wasn't just like one like, day, oh, I know, this, I've got this.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like as a toddler, like, guys, I'm going to build a calculator.
Yeah.
In fact, I found my old school report the other week and it made me laugh because my maths teacher's like, if you don't come to your classes to whatever, revise before your GCSEs, like you'll never do as good as you think you should in maths and blah, blah, blah. And you need to learn sine and cosine. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what? I don't even know what it is. And I put it in my newsletter, as I do. I love like calling people out my newsletter. And I was like, Mr. McDonough,
yeah,
I built a fucking calculator and I've made my industry like millions and millions of pounds. And that's I still don't know what sign and cosine are. Yeah. So fuck you. I didn't eat.
And I didn't come to after school club.
And I also got the A that you said I wouldn't get. Yeah. Whatever. I sat in the pub.
There you go. Horizon.
Love that.
So anyway, if St. Anthony's are listening and want me to come and do a talk about how you formal education
is. Oh my God. Pointless. I would love that. Imagine.
Imagine though, if I go, I'm like, guys, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Fill your GCSEs.
They'll have you thinking you're like a business mentor. You'll be like, sod it.
I'll be like, formal education. Bullshit. Just by. Like, yeah, it's fine. We'll make all the money.
The thing is, though, is on your calculator course.
Yeah.
So I listen to it, and you say that they don't teach you like we said before. They don't teach you
literally
anything
at
all in college or when you're doing beauty school
in
and
any
stuff.
Of
and
your
really,
education,
it should
yeah.
be in any education with school with mortgages and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No one teaches you how to do any of this, and it would be amazing if there were. That's what you should start.
Yeah, like imagine if instead of learning about like the angles of a triangle or whatever
Pythagoras' theorem
else that I literally can't remember, it's just pointless. They were like, let's teach you about like compound interest, and this is why you should have a pension from 18 and like. Don't get a credit card even though you're allowed one.
Oh God, it's like
an error. Oh no.
How different our lives would be if I didn't at 18 go, free money.
Definitely.
Yeah, like savage. But yeah, like that's what I'd really love. And I love, you know, I've had people thankfully coming on my education who work in colleges or they're educators and they're just like, we just signpost people to you.
That's so good.
And I do see from
I do that as well. Like, I'm like, just go to her. Like, I'm like, I don't even need to explain. I was like, please just do that.
Yeah, because some people were like, oh, can you make something for me? Or can, you know, what can I like share of yours? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, just send them to me. Like, it's so much easier. And then you can focus 100% of your time on like the thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm an educator as well. So like, I teach hair extensions and it's like, I get it. There's so much of the stuff. Like, it's hard to teach person like a skill of this entire thing.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, by the way, I need to teach you about taxes and accountants. So I get it. Like,
it's overwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah, just go,
really overwhelming.
Go to this person. Yeah.
Especially when you've had it before, like, as you were saying, you're on your own, you know where you're at. Whereas when you do the sort of, again, the salon side of it, obviously you pay your tax and do it. It's just all
like
of it. It's
registering
mind-blowing.
As registering an employer.
Yeah.
Like, all of that.
Like,
yeah, it's
not. I've done that. Yeah.
And then it's like
it's
VAT
mad.
Thresholds and like.
No, I went to my accountant this year for the first time as the shop. And my accountant was like, obviously with this. And I was like, he said something to me. And I remember going, like, what's that? And he laughed at me. Like,
yeah,
I know. I don't know. That's it. I just don't know.
Well, for me, because I work from home, we had to have like the council come in.
Yeah.
And like, vet everything almost. Yeah. And she came in and she was like, she eased me at the start, so I wasn't too scared, but she was like, this isn't a test, this is just me letting you know everything. And she was talking, she was like, have you got that tested, like the plugs to make sure that everything's pat tested. That's it. And I'm thinking, what the bloody hell was this? And I'm thinking, oh my God, no one's told me about this. And I'm there, 18, like, Mum, like, am I going to fail? I was like, oh my God, they're going to like arrest me. Like,
by the way, just to let you know, Faye has everything now pat tested. Just to
I actually got the text the other day to renew it. And I was like, Mum, I was like, help, it needs to be pat tested.
Honestly, I would hazard to guess that like 95% of people haven't had a pat test.
Oh yeah.
Ever, but you get a pat test.
Yeah, do that. We all have
been legit.
Oh, Dan's fine.
I'm joking.
And then like, if you're on your own, there's like the whole, you're on your own. So it's like, you don't have anyone to run it by. Whereas, but then I guess if you're an owner, you can't run by your staff. Like, staff, do you know anything about pat tests?
That's why Dan stuck with me on Saturdays. Yeah. Just for pure moral support. Yeah.
And that's why like those spaces online are so helpful, like the kind of communities. And that's what I've loved about lockdown. Like the best thing was just seeing people. And I really love this nail world in particular. I feel like nail people just proper shone. Like,
yeah, they really did. Everyone really
liked it. We were even saying this. Impressive. Like, the nail industry were
doing,
has changed.
Yeah, like look and learns. They were like, oh, you know, I'm going to show you how to do my way of doing this. And I was like so impressed. And it was a couple of people who'd like asked me to come and do just things like this, like talking with them. And I was like welcomed so much into the nail world. And I was like, that's really cool, because I'm like super aware that my background's hair. Although it's like,
you cover quite a lot though, because you were saying it's not just, it's like MUAs.
I've got like dog groomers now.
Yeah,
got
you loads of dog groomers.
I love that. So
cool. Yeah, dog groomers. I even said to my friend Anthony, he's got the Assembly Angels. And he was, I was like, maybe you need to speak to Maddie. And he was saying the same.
Yeah, like, I've had like cake decorators, a guy who's like a car detailer was like, would this work for me? And I was like,
works for anyone.
Have clients and your work is like hands-on and kind of time for money, so it's like you can only do one thing at a time, then it works. And I tend to get one person in that kind of world, and then they'll be like, bring your friends. Oh, now like
and then it's like,
the cult grows. Mm-hmm.
The cult just keeps
growing. That's definitely going to be like the hashtag for like this episode.
Cult.
Do you find even with all this knowledge thing, do you find like personal experience of being in the industry and dealing with those difficult clients as well?
Definitely
back.
And like,
it as well.
You know, you do get, there's coaches who have, you know, who are in the industry, and don't get drunk, some absolutely brilliant. Yeah. But I feel like it really gets our backs up when someone who's never worked behind the chair is like, I'm going to teach you how to do this. And like, I can tell you've never like cried on the floor or eaten hummus at like one in the morning, like weeping. Because you've worked for, you know, you haven't eaten lunch for like 6 years.
You haven't had a client cancel and you can't
like,
do that.
And it shows, like, I can see that. It's like, and one of my things, my imposter syndrome things was that I feel like as a coach, I'm really unqualified. And I was like, what if someone's like, you know, you need to prove yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no one's ever said, well, wait a minute.
It's my inner saboteur, isn't it?
Yeah, because they go, you can help us. So whether I got my knowledge from like an MBA at a uni or whether I got it from actually being in the industry and then going and taking all the kind of bits of knowledge and putting them back together for us. And I think I always say with my like coach and mates, like our world is a different breed. Like we are not the same as a lot of other business owners. And I think for us there's so much of the emotional kind of thing tied into it, because we, you know, you hold hands with people for a living, like literally like practically like eye gaze and hand hold. And like,
I was thinking earlier, like there was a client that came in and I said, oh, how long have I been? It's her mother-in-law and she's like getting older and she's so sweet, bless her. And I was like, how long have I been doing her nails for? And it was like 13 years.
That's
13 years seeing someone every 2 weeks for like, or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And so your mate's less than that.
Exactly that.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a long time to be with people. Mm. So you then, when you do up your prices, for
yes,
example.
That's a big toughie, isn't it?
And then all of a sudden they say, well, listen, we're having it hard at the minute. Whatever. You then think, oh, should I? It's so hard. Where do you draw the line?
Yeah. Whereas other businesses don't, you know, like a mechanic's not going to, the guy who does my MOT, he's not going to be like, oh my God, money's been coming to me for 11 years.
Or they go to a restaurant and you just don't order something as a side. Or, you know, like it's a different, you have rapport with people, like definitely. You get to know people. But
that's one of my favourite things I've taken from your masterclass is like, I think you said like, if you went into Tesco's and the price of bread was like more because like you couldn't get wheat anymore, like you wouldn't go up to the manager and be like, why is this going on? Or stuff like that.
When
you
be like, I am so sorry. Yeah. We have such a good relationship. And how's little Timmy's school?
Imagine. Like,
but I'm so sorry, but I need to tell you the 15 reasons why bread's higher. Please don't leave. Oh, and actually, I'll give it to you for cheese.
Literally. Like, no. Yeah.
They just go, this is the bread.
I think we've recently, because everything has gone up so much, and it's been a real focal point, hasn't it, recently?
Yeah.
That could say like the price of fuel's gone up. Well, we've put our prices up in the salon. It's almost like, well, they can't, like what you say, you can't ring up the petrol station and say, well, it's your, whereas we're the only ones, if you put your price up, they can kind of dig, clients
dig
can
at
kind
you,
dig at you a little bit. It's almost like they're letting their
anger
out.
Not
bad, not that bad. I'm thinking, like, we're getting the brunt of it. No, it's just, you're on a more closer level that they feel like they can maybe.
But I think on the flip side, and this is like from people who are putting their price up now, because obviously I get like heaps of feedback from people who are doing it. Is the saying that actually clients are super receptive of it at the moment because everything's
that's what I'm
up.
Saying though.
So it's like they're expecting it, and almost that they would be surprised if you didn't put it up now. So and I found this just after the lockdowns, where I was like, actually, this is the time to do it because people totally get it. You know, we've been out of work for this long, and you know, there's PPE and whatever extra cleaning time and stuff like that. So I think to not do it now is like mad if you know if you do an increase.
We did it.
Well done, by the way.
We were talking about this on last week's episode.
I know, I was listening to the experiment.
The experiment. So we've each given ourselves
a challenge.
Yeah.
And it's the most simplest little things, and we were saying before that it's like almost like, oh my god, we're like that hard
simplest but most overthunk.
So the 1 hour lunch break, by the way.
Yeah, no, like I have paused out. On. The lunch break has happened.
Good, amazing.
Bought a book. As we were saying before.
Oh yeah, and hobbies as well. I
know, hobbies, done all that. I've booked it all, it's already set.
Yeah, you've done very well.
I've actually done it before the challenge starts.
I know, yeah.
I've got it in the line. Because I'm like slacking back line, because otherwise we're full all the time.
Yeah.
But the one thing for me was, obviously, we've been, as I think, with a salon, you have got obviously the other salons everywhere else. Mm-hmm. And I think, is it more... I'll say this to you all the time. I was like, because you do where you're
because it's
private,
just me.
Yeah. Is it different that you can charge differently to maybe where I charge because you've obviously got competition. It's hard to explain that you've got
people will compare you more to other salons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they'll go on the street.
Because it's physically on the street.
Even though we are not technically on a high street, but.
No, but mine's more of a private experience, one to one.
Yeah.
Whereas like they a lot will of people will be like, down the road. There is physically one. Next door, sort of thing.
So it's hard to know where that inner saboteur.
I think that might be a little lives in your head thing. So I stopped doing hair kind of officially in October because I had surgery on my back. But up until then, I've like worked all across the northeast, which is like fairly low income, like across the board. And I was like mobile for a bit, and then I've had a couple of salons in Sunderland, and then I was like, I live in Newcastle, so I was like, I want to work nearer there. So my last studio, which I worked at for about a year and a half, 2 years, literally the street that it was on was like the most saturated. Like you've literally never seen someone that has so many hair and beauty.
Well,
and weirdly, I didn't notice it because it just wasn't something I registered. And it was as I start to like pay more attention, I was like, shit, like there's absolutely tons.
Mm.
And I thought like, so I don't, you guys know this, I don't look at other people's prices because I teach you guys not to do that. And I thought, I'm just going to look for some context because I want to share, I like sharing like real numbers and data with you.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to just see what other people charge and just as purely as a comparison. And Jesus wept. Like £8 for a cut and blow dry.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Yeah, no. You're like,
£8.
Wow.
Sorry,
man.
I just, you know what I did?
And then you sunk, and I was like,
you both were like, yeah, wait.
Yeah, sorry, it took a minute.
Yeah, £8 for a cut and blow dry nails. So I think I found one that was like nail extensions £18. Gel hands and feet, I think was like 17, 18, both of them together.
Stop it.
I know. And then extensions. So like, cause I was like, I want to compare to what I do. Yeah. Like literally 200, 250. So like my cheapest is like plus like over 400. And I was
like, you were like,
So I started telling my clients, cause like my clients know what I do. They know that I do stuff about pricing, and I'm so open with them. And I'm like, can I ask you this question? Cause this will help like the kind of industry community. And I said to them like, I'm ripping you off, guys. I was like, there's someone down the road, you know, who does this for like £200. And they were like, what the fuck do £200 extensions look like?
Yeah.
And you know, we're northerners, so they're like, I bet they're lifting. I bet they're absolutely rank. Like, I bet it's like Betty Spaghetti, Jellyfish hair. Like, and we just started pondering like, what are £200 set of extensions?
Yeah, what would they
like?
Actually look like?
Yeah, and like, even though there was just this like intense amount of competition and like super low price competition, because they come to me for something that is just nothing to do with price. Like the price is so far down my client's list of like things that they care about.
Yeah.
And because I tick all those, you know, the things above that, it would take so much for them to leave. Like they're just not comparing me on price is what I'm trying to say. So, but there's work that we have to do in actually differentiating ourselves from what other people do. So I always say like, there's no problem in how you work. So like, I don't want a person to go, oh, I need to have a salon, or I should work from home, or I should be mobile. Like,
yeah,
whatever you do is absolutely fine in the way that you do it. Mm. It's about, I call it like wrapping it in a bow. So I'm just like, take what you do and think, what can I give my clients that you can't? So in your salon, I'd be thinking, yeah, why would a client want to come to a salon compared to going to someone's house?
Yeah.
And vice versa. So yeah, rather than, you know, things that are out of your control, which is who's around me and what are they charging?
Yeah.
Mm. Think, right, what's in my control? Because that's the stuff you can change. And yeah, think, yeah, why do people come to me? And a really good place to start, because it's so hard for us to understand why a person would come to us.
Yeah.
We just go, oh, I do nice nails. But it's not that. Like, no, it's so not that.
It was not about it. It was the reviews.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, mm, you then start noticing there's a pattern.
And it's actually,
of,
yeah, they're just talking about the, like,
the band.
Vibe.
Yeah, yeah, the vibes. Yeah. Yeah. Which is, yeah, really, you can't buy that.
Yeah, that's, and no, yeah, one can copy that.
No, no one can copy, yeah, that. Really cool. Well.
Definitely.
But yeah, that's, yeah. So like, I was saying in the class, like, look at your reviews. And like, I do like bits of email coaching. Someone sent me like all of her data from her reviews. And she was like, no one talks about what we do.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, they don't. It's crazy. Like, we just think, oh, we do a good job.
Yeah.
And that's what makes me laugh when people spend so much money, like, and by all means, we have to be up to date with our, like, training.
Mm. Yeah.
But I'm like, if you maybe spent a little bit more focusing on, like, marketing or, like, yeah, copywriting or understanding, yeah, how to, like, really explain the value in what you do.
Yeah.
You know, there's people who are not the greatest at the skill, yeah, but they are shit hot at telling people. Like, they can, yeah, so well communicate and really portray that vibe and that atmosphere,
yeah,
where someone could be technically the most skilled person on earth,
mm,
but no one knows about them.
No, that's
no one follows them. Yeah,
that's
no
something I took from your first masterclass. I've done like your masterclass like 3 times. Like every time,
five's the winner.
So yeah, every time I need like an extra like boost, I'm like, oh, right, but come to the masterclass again, yeah, like refresh it.
I love that.
And even like for me again, like I work alone, and I was like, oh, I've got that thing. They've got to walk through my garage. They've got to, like, I'm in the garden. Yeah. Like, and then, like, it was the way you word it. And I was like, it's a private boutique salon.
Yeah.
One-to-one. Like, you just have me. You can gossip as much as you like. And no one will hear you, yeah, other than, like, me. Yeah. Like,
just reframing it. And, like,
yeah,
a thing that, I don't know where I learned this from, like, a coach or a therapist. And instead of saying, like, I have to do this, you say, I get to do this.
Yeah.
So, like, rather than saying, like, oh, my God, I have to, you know, work, you know, I have to do X, Y, Z work, you go like, I get to do this, yeah, for a job. Like, this, yeah, is an actual, like, blessing.
I've heard that somewhere. Yeah. Did I hear that? I've heard that.
Yeah, instead of like, my clients have to walk through my garden, it's like, my clients get to walk through this, like, beautiful, yeah, botanical wilderness. Yeah. It's like, if you just
all of a sudden, you get to see my dog on the walkway. And, yeah,
like, fairy lights making it a full, yeah, like, magical forest.
Like, yeah, if you change it to like, they get to hang out with me, they get, yeah, to come into my, like,
on a one-to-one level.
It's so comfortable.
Yeah.
One of the other things that I was thinking about, and it's not done yet, was, eventually, obviously, with pricing, we've just done it,
yeah,
so I'm not gonna go bang straight away yet or, yeah, anything, yeah, but was even to do like the tiered system,
mm-hmm,
so
it's not really done,
it's not really done in the nail industry,
no, yeah,
so
yeah,
like hairdressers obviously, yeah, they have scenes and stuff like that, and stylists, yeah, whereas you said actually in Russia they call them masters.
So I did a bit of a little bit of a research, because mm-hmm, we were saying like, we've never seen it really a tiered system. I mean, if anyone does know, please like send,
yeah, please
it to us,
know,
so we can see,
yeah,
but yeah, in like, I saw it was like a Russian salon, and they said like, instead of saying like junior, senior, mm-hmm, they like phrase it like the master, and then it's like, but yeah, like they're just putting it into a different term and stuff, yeah, like that, because Dan's been doing this ages and ages, but Dan also has said like, she sees it like, we're all equal in the salon.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really like I'm better than you.
You don't again, want a hierarchy, do you?
I don't, yeah, want a hierarchy. Yeah. And the other thing is like, again, you know where you said it's the, oh, what was the word? You've got your rock star clients, but then, yeah, you've got your...
Knackers.
That's it. And basically, the things they're the ones...
The
who, yeah. But basically, they're the ones who, when you get them in, and they'll have the cheapest and maybe go like the under, and, yeah, then they're the ones who kind of... Because if you do deals or, yeah, you're doing like cheap treatments and,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, like you're kind of, you're really price sensitive people who are going to come in.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then does that then create, because where I'd listen to that, then I was, yeah, like, does that then create that?
I'm just going to go for the cheaper option. So
yeah, but what I've seen from other people doing this, because I always say to people like, when you do this, please like
let
come back
know,
and let us know, because, yeah, it, yeah, helps me like inform us the course better and other people can see what they're doing.
Mm.
And what I tend to find in hairdressing in particular is when people do tiers, is actually more people go to the more expensive person.
Really? Because they feel, yeah, like it's just a mental.
It is, it's a psychology thing, isn't it? And it's like, mm, I've seen this as well, where there's renters. Say there's like a salon with like 5 chair renters. One of them comes to me, it's like, yeah, I want to put my prices up, and just cannot convince the other people to do the same. So they're like, right, whatever, I'm just going to go higher. But they're thinking, oh, I'm going to lose all my clients. They're going to see the other people are cheaper.
Yeah.
But actually they become the busiest, because what do you think when you see, you know, if you're looking at a restaurant, you look at like the wine list, when you see a really expensive one, you go, oh, but that's really,
I bet that's
tastes
nice.
Really
yeah,
but that's
yeah. It's so weird when you actually think of it like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
100%. True. But also I think if you think about it this way as well, like the other girls aren't cheap. Like no. cheap is yeah. not, no, they're just the standard price.
There will be a difference. Yeah, obviously that's definitely. Fine. I think like you said, it's a lot of the things you are in your own head.
And you're the owner, you want to take a day off. You want to like put your prices up so you can take a day off.
Well, this is it. Because the other thing I said was, instead of having a full day off at the minute, Tuesday mornings are soon to be, I'm not starting work till 11, 12 o'clock. And that's my time for doing my marketing, my running just the overhauls of the salon, because I felt like I'm working in my salon. I'm not checking it.
Yeah. And it's like, you feel like you're doing a disservice to your team when you're not like leading them. And I think this is it. Like anyone in a leadership role, like you cannot work full time with clients. Like you just can't do
but
that.
That's what I've been doing. That's and that's it. Mondays were sort of a day off. They're not a day off. They're an admin day, which fine by me. But the same, I can get it all done in the morning. And I feel like, no, that's my, as of challenge accepted.
Yeah. And it's, but again, it's an emotional thing. And it's like when I had staff, I was like, every time I wasn't there, I was like, oh my God, they think that I'm like swanning around, that, you know, they're working really hard for me.
Oh, I've had this today, because I've left today and I've gone and I've left them there. And I'm like, they probably just think, oh, but you're still doing stuff. It's still busy. And this is obviously another thing.
And also,
so
you're allowed to just have a
day off. I know, it is
though. Your neck.
We're like, no.
We must work. Yeah, like crack the whip. But it's like, and I feel like so much of my work is, it's like given permission, like basically.
No, you are. You're a little bit feeling bad that you're like.
My entire business is people literally pay me to go, Maddie, can I do this? I go, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is really easy. But
it's crazy.
Yeah, they just want to know that it's okay.
Yeah.
And that,
just a little bit of backup.
I was talking to like some of my clients who work like office jobs and stuff like that. And some of the changes they've had since lockdown, they get like well-being days.
Oh yeah.
Just like
duvet
not,
days.
Not, yeah, not sick
one of the
days.
The girl that's got the hairdresser next door to me, she said they have one duvet day. That's just that they can just,
well, you can just go.
You can just book that in.
But you would never allow yourself. Like if I booked out next week,
Just to do nothing.
And someone was like, oh, can you squeeze us in? I'll be like,
yeah, go on then.
You have to be like super protective of that time off. Like,
The other thing I did, obviously I downloaded I signed up to the calculator, which I'm not going to lie, I saw it and I started reading, because obviously I did the course first, part of the course first, because you said not to, a lot of people just jump straight to the calculator.
Yeah, they get too excited.
They get excited. But with that, I almost had a little bit of a, I don't know if I want to actually know if I'm losing money or if I've been doing it wrong.
Yeah, it's getting your head out of the sand.
Yeah.
And it's
no, I'm really burying my head I'm like.
Yeah, it's really confronting. But also, there's quite a lot of people who are like, oh, it wasn't as bad as what I thought.
No, I am.
Everyone's expecting it to be like,
expect the worst.
You know, you're 20 quid out, it's going to be traumatic. And loads of people are like, I wasn't that far off, but it's just nice to know,
the
where I need to be.
We've done what we've done and it's been amazing. And
as
I said, I feel like we're doing something obviously right. But now it's like, we've had the year of COVID, it's now done. And now we've had a solid year open now. Yeah. So I'm like, right now,
it's time now to
get it on and start bossing it.
What I was thinking about your tiers actually was, what you could do, and this works well in hair salons, is rather than having like tiers, having like different specialisms. So like in a hair salon you might have like a blonding specialist, a curly hair specialist, balayage specialist, and have their prices higher in that particular thing. And I would just go to them like, what do you love doing, what do you feel really confident at? And then it's good for when clients are booking in, because it also elevates the value. Like if someone comes and goes, can I have this? And you go, right, I'm going to put you in with so-and-so because they
like
doing
that. They're the
specialist, They're the specialist. Or you can have someone who wouldn't class themselves as specialist. And I feel it's less like a hierarchy thing. It's basically people clearing.
There are a lot of nail techs that are like, please don't give me French. Please don't give me French.
Like, whereas I don't even. I'm just like, love. And you it also comes out in your work. If you like doing
it shows. How good for your team to be like, actually, I want your days to be full of stuff that like really
you actually enjoy doing.
Enriches you.
That's a really nice way to spin it almost.
Yeah,
I like that one.
Again, it's just reframing it.
Right, write it down.
She jots that down lively.
You can have that one.
Literally. So on the other side of this challenge is my sort of, I'm just about to put my prices up. I know it needs to happen, but I'm like, am I going to look greedy? Yeah. Am I like, because I feel like now when I'm charging, So for example, my cheapest thing is like a plain gel manicure and it's 35. And when I say the number 35, I think, oh, that's too cheap. Yeah. And like when I'm like putting it over, I'm like, I should be charging more for that. And I've even had a client say, you're too cheap.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. But I was like, well, next time when you're coming in, the prices are like much more, like, please do not leave me and complain. But I'm sort of in that comfortably. Mm-hmm. And I think this is just a nail thing or whatever. A fiver up makes me feel comfortable because that is just what most people do. I'm always like, that won't scare anyone.
It's so funny. It makes me laugh. Like in the nail world, I noticed this, like the £40 ceiling, which is like people can go up to 40, but they're like, do not make me come past that. Like, but we, and in hair, we have like the £100 ceiling. So it's like with a colour, if you can get into three digits.
Yeah.
And it's almost like once you surpass that, everything just disappears and you go, oh, if I can do 105, I can do 130.
Yeah, I can go for it. It goes up. Yeah,
it's
cranking.
And it's
up.
Almost like when you like allow yourself to get past this one barrier, you can just kind of, like, sky's the limit. And it just made me laugh because I feel like we've all got these. Like,
you
know, it's sort of like a curb, you know. It's
like everyone's like, no, I can't do this. Because I was listening to the experiment podcast and I was laughing to myself when you go, I feel okay with a fiver.
Yeah.
But then, and you rightly said, like, what if I do the fiver and then realize that
everyone's
could have done a tenner.
Exactly.
And again, I see this a lot. So I've got like a group that goes with a calculator. So that's where we all kind of chat about what happens like post price increase.
I looked on the Facebook group and it's like they're all right and there's something.
So we call it like rip off the plaster and it's and people just come back and go. It's funny, like the same person a week ago will be like, oh my God, I'm so stressed out. Like I could cry. Mm. 1 week later, they're like, guys, it's fine. Like,
no, I've just booked a holiday to the Maldives because my
savings are skyrocketing.
But I always say come back because it's so helpful for the people who haven't done it yet to see that. And like, it's one thing me going, trust me, this process works. But seeing so many other people and people who do the same kind of work.
It's getting the encouragement, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like that kind of snowball effect. Yeah. And like one person passes it on to the next person, which is really cool. But I think, well, one, I will never ever say to a person like, this X amount is okay because I literally have no idea.
It's all different.
Yeah. Yeah. And you might need to do a fiver, you might need to do a tenner, you might be okay with doing like five, like £7 or whatever.
Yeah.
I also have no idea how you got your prices currently and what
you don't want to know. You don't want to know because you'll tell me off.
Earlier, where did we, I don't know where I, because I was mobile before.
Yeah.
I conjured up.
Do you know I say this on the masterclass? So like I survey everyone who comes in. So I've taught, it's 12,000 people actually I love today.
Yeah.
So I've taught 12,000 people live, right? Price and stuff. And in every class that I do, so I've done like 200 and something, I do a poll at the beginning and I say like, tell me how you've worked out your prices.
Yeah.
80% of people
conjured it up.
Copied or guessed.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the other 20, so the other option I put on was like, I do like an hourly rate, but I was like, even that isn't right. Cause you could go, my hourly rate's 20. You're like, well, where's that from? And what does that mean?
And how much product are you using that?
Yeah, that could be like £5 profit an hour, like less than minimum wage.
Because there was, you mentioned as well saying, I worked it, like I looked, you had three different stages and it works out that I was an all-inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I call myself an all-inclusive salon where then you have the ones that they kind of, they add things on and pick and mix.
And then
there was another one, wasn't there? And I was like, no, I must be that all-inclusive salon. Because then they went, well, what am I? And I went, well, you was that, but now you're
help me. I was like, what am I meant to be doing?
And there's like no right and wrong. So it's like, that was again a more from like a hairdressing thing, because you'd find that say someone might say it's X amount for a colour, but then if you want to add a bond builder, it's this, and then for us to dry it, it's this and blow dry it. And when I had a salon, we always did all inclusive, because I was like, clients do not know
what they need,
like they absolutely don't know what they need.
I've just changed to that because
so much
the amount of times like they've either not put it on when they needed it and then you're like, well, I don't have the time for it, but you really do need it. So I've just changed my sort of things to that. But I have this complex where I'm 22, I live at home with my mum and my dad, and I work from home so that they can tell that I work from home and stuff like that. And I don't have any kids. I don't really have that many bills going out. I feel, which is just an inner saboteur, I'm sure you're going to tell me, that my clients will look at me and be like, well, why are you charging that much when you don't have that to pay for?
It's so funny because I don't look at it like that for you at all.
Do you not?
No.
Because I think they're going to look at me and see me as like greedy and like...
No, the only people who ever think like that are these absolute knackers. Are they like, oh, another holiday? And I'm like, what, am I not allowed to go on holiday like ever?
Because in my head, I'm trying to save for a house to potentially move out. I know I want a dog. I know that as vet bills coming up. So I'm like just trying to save that.
Well, let's just put the shoe on the other foot, right?
Yeah.
That person who sat in your chair, like in this mythical situation, they most likely they're employed, right?
Yeah.
So they go to work. What do they go to work for?
Money.
Right. What's that money for?
to
do whatever the fuck they want. To go on holiday, to, to eat, to buy whatever car they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would just say to them, like,
yeah,
what do you think you're doing with your wages? Like, how dare you drive whatever car that you want? Like, you're allowed to do this. And I think the quicker we separate ourselves, like, and I think it's this notion of, like, my business is my baby. I am my business is my life. That's a really, really dangerous, like, belief system, because if anything happens to that business, like,
no,
it's you. If your business is your identity, if anything happens to your business, like, that's really scary. Like, we have to.
Do you know you're saying that, and
I'm like,
I can see your face. It's like, oh.
No, because you know why? And I know it sounds. My life recently has been so engrossing that bloody salon, and I love it to death. But at the same time, and I even notice it with talking to friends. I go, well, such and such has said this. My life, and if you, where you said that, if it just shut tomorrow, I'd be like, oh. Like,
and you know what?
That's 90% of my life.
Yeah. And the lockdown really, and I think so many people had this like identity crisis where people were like, if I don't do my business, if I don't work behind the chair or with clients, like, what am I?
Yeah.
And that was really, and I think that really highlighted for a lot of people.
I've not even thought of it like that now.
Yeah.
Because when I was mobile, it was a bit different because I flitted around and I'd done my little thing and it was nice. Whereas now it's like, okay, this is a business and I'm going to. Now I'm like, and you saying that, I'm thinking, as well, like, what would happen?
Yeah. Like, so I had surgery. So, like, thankfully, obviously, I was able to do this. But, like, if I didn't do this and I couldn't work and I couldn't do extensions for, like, you know, 3 months or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been my entire identity. And I struggled with it. Like, in the first lockdown, I was like, that was a panic of mine, was like, what even am I? Like, when I'm sat in the house 7 days a week, like, my whole life has been my business, you know, since I was 20. Like, so building like an identity, that's why I loved when you said about hobbies, because I thought we do need to exist beyond our business.
Someone asked me, and I've said, you'd obviously heard it, but someone said it and I was like, I don't. When I was, as I said, being mobile, I was running around, loving life, doing what I wanted to do. And then when I actually first stepped foot in that salon and I was on my own, and I looked and thought, I can't run to the shop anymore. I can't do that. Like, I was then
restricted.
He's like
a child.
I was like, I can't do this all of a sudden. And then...
Yeah.
Then someone asked me that question the other day and I was like, oh my God, I need to sort it out, because it's otherwise what?
Yeah, well, we don't have these hobbies. And like, one of the first therapists I ever saw was like, he made me write down like everything I do in a week, and I totally like bullshitted. And he was like, no one does this. I was like, I do yoga and this. And, but really, I was just like crying under a weighted blanket for like 5 hours. And he was like, this isn't true, do another one. And he was like, you don't do any hobbies. And I was like, people do hobbies, like, what? And I said, oh, well, maybe I could do this and maybe I could make a business out of this. He's like, no, a hobby is a thing that you
take yourself
with
away
no financial
from
there's like you don't get anything out of it apart from pure enjoyment. And I was like, I can't comprehend doing anything that wasn't like for the greater good of like, well, I can sell this or I can make this business
with a book. Like I said about reading a book, and
it's to develop and grow in knowledge.
It's always it's knowledge, isn't it? Whereas the book, I was like, no, I want to read a story.
Yeah, that's it.
Just a story.
I don't want to compare it to my work, and I just want to be
I want to be
in this fantasy
out.
Land.
I want to be out. But that was the whole point of, we both said it, is that you do your horse and everything else, but everything sort of evolves still back to work.
Yeah, and we need to just have something to like relax. Like, one of my best mates has a business called Innocent Bones, and she does like cross stitch kits, but they're like really sweary and like they're really.
I've seen this on your Instagram.
And she just
like knitting cushions,
like kits, and like a month bi-monthly subscription box, and like. So I was like, I'm gonna get into this. I'm gonna be really calm. I mean, so stressful trying to thread a needle, like swearing and everything. But once you get into it, and I think because I was so used to working with my hands, and it reminded me of doing extensions, and I was like, I really love this, and like having a thing to like make.
Yeah.
Even though shit when I'm like,
I'm sure it wasn't.
I can't count them, so I'm just like, but just having something to go, that just, I'm not watching TV, I'm not scrolling. It's just a thing that I'm I still feel like a creative thing. I think that's a big part of like who we are. But I think if you turn it on its head, and rather than thinking, oh, my business is my baby, and that means I'm going to take massive offense if a person can't afford me anymore or whatever, think about, if you have a baby, what do you have to do with that baby? You keep it alive at all costs. You protect it like an absolute motherfucker. Like,
I'm the most unmaternal person.
I was going to say, well, you're saying babies to me, and then I'm like,
puppy, change it to puppy.
Puppy.
So your baby's your puppy, right?
Love that.
Same, like, I don't know. So I'm like trying to be like, guys, I'm speaking to the mums. So your baby slash puppy,
right?
you fiercely protect it. You put it in its little seat. And you keep it alive. You nurture it and feed it and give it exactly what it needs.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what you do with a business.
See how much interest you got us in there.
Like, I'm like... But that's what you do. So think about your business as a thing that isn't you.
Yep.
So it's not like I am a business. It's my business is this thing. I work for my business. Like it is my role to keep this business alive.
Yeah.
And what keeps it alive is being profitable, which is not hemorrhaging discounts and giving merch rates and, you know, working to the point of burnout. Like it's your job to keep this business alive for like the longer term.
The image that sort of just came in my head where we're thinking about this puppy as well is, again, this is just all in my head. I know.
Maybe I need a salon puppy.
Yeah. But I feel like if I put my prices up too much.
Oh, cool. It's this bloody puppy.
It's going to like starve the puppy and like there'll be no clients and they'll be like, you're not feeding me because no one's coming back.
You can just look at this with numbers. So like, an example I give, like really easy math, is like if you put your price up tomorrow 20%, which is a big jump for a lot of people, 20%, but you also lost 20% of your clients, that would feel, but it would feel scary because for every 5 messages you send, one person comes back and goes, nah, take the piss, I can't come back. And you would go mental, like you'd be like, this is really scary and stressful. But numbers wise, you make the exact same amount of money because the 20% increase pulls up the 20% loss.
Because that's the thing,
But you also now work 4 days instead of 5.
Yeah, because I'm
trying to... lost a fifth of your business.
Yeah. I'm trying to be more of an educator.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have some days where I do beginner's courses and stuff like that. So I know I'm going to lose clients because those days I need to book
you
out.
And then they'll lose clients.
Yeah. And then they'll filter onto us.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah. I have to lose
Send
clients.
Them over our way.
Yeah. I have to lose clients because I will not have the time. And I know that education is the way that I want to go. Yeah. So am I sort of just serving them out anyway by just like putting the prices up?
And you think that would happen. But like a really good mate of mine, Kim, she like admins of groups and stuff. She helps me out loads. And she came to me in the, I think it was the first lockdown, and was like, I need to lose a bunch of clients. So like for health reasons, she was like, I can't work behind the chair loads.
Yeah.
She was like, I want to lose loads of my clients. And she's got staff. So she was like, what will happen? I'll bang mine up. Everyone will go in with the girls. I'll be able to step away. So
it's literally, I'm looking thinking like, that's me.
Yeah.
Like, that's
backfired horribly. Like, in a really good way, but like, so not what we expected.
Yeah.
And so hers like rocketed up, and it is just such a psychological thing, like a perception thing.
Mm.
So her clients, so she expected people to leave or like to go in with the girls. I'm not kidding, not one person, not one single person offered to leave or said, look, I can't afford this anymore, blah, blah, blah. So she then had to work out how many clients she could keep. I think it was something like 15 or 20. So she had to pick who she wanted.
Oh, really?
And then, yeah, like just total rock stars. Then she had to like break up with the other ones and say, look, I'm so sorry. Like,
a full-blown breakup.
What do you even say?
Well, for me, I was like, I'm having surgery. So yes, I'm getting
excuse.
My thing is I'd love to open another salon eventually. Yeah. And the problem is I need to be there and there.
You
and
need to replace yourself like client-wise.
Basically, yeah. So obviously being... you can't be in two places at once. One's going to be somewhere. And that was the other thing. And then I thought, well, if I sort of up my prices and then I can then, it gives me more time because it would dilute that down. But then maybe it won't be that problem.
Yeah,
but you may be in this position. And like the ones that she kind of broke up with then got into this like bidding war where they were like, can I pay you even more to stay with you? And it was honestly, I was like, this is mint. And she was like, God, I should have gone even higher than what. And that's what made me laugh when you said about the fiver.
Yeah.
She was like going from, I don't know, like 80 quid to like 120.
Yeah.
And then people were like, I'll raise you like 130. And she's like, shit, I should have gone much higher than that.
Have you had anyone actually say, oh, fuck, like it's not worked?
No. So I've had, so you'll-
That makes me feel instantly like, whew.
So I've never had anyone go, this was the absolute worst thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
You know, I should have kept my prices before. This is like ruined my business.
Yeah.
The pattern usually is, bit of excitement, then they use a calculator, then they go, oh my God, how do I, you know, how do I communicate this, blah, blah, blah. Then they send the message out and you just want to die. You just think everyone's going to just, your phone's going to blow up.
Oh, I had it. Oh, literally.
Yeah.
I had it and they were, clients were messaging and like.
You were saying you would rather them just I'd not rather told them you. Just,
it sounds I like, because they were saying, like, and I was like, oh my God. And then there was a couple messages and. It just literally at one point I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do.
You should have just said, P.S. If this doesn't work, I don't even care. Don't tell us.
Yeah.
terrible, doesn't it?
Someone else's booking link history for like.
It's like your I remember you said something about like your three don'ts when you like announce your price.
Yeah. Don't apologize.
Like, don't apologize. Don't justify and don't waffle.
Yeah.
To be honest, I never even done any of it because I just accepted it and left it as it is. But it was, and then you went, it's fine.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So you get the kind of, you get the anxiety straight after.
Yeah.
And then you get like the proof in the pudding of like what actually happens. Yeah, it is a proper roller coaster. I think being like prepared for that is helpful because you know what to expect. But
now I've done it this time.
Yeah,
we've coming forward, and then to know what to do next or what angle I want to go next, then then I know what's coming.
Yeah, now you've got your own evidence, which is super important because you can go, I now know from my own experience that this didn't happen for me, rather than like,
bollocks.
No, I know, Jesus,
big boss Nick is on now. But and then so the I've had, don't get us wrong, there's people who are like, oh my god, I've, you know, this one particular week is really quiet, or but whenever I say like, just let's look at the numbers. Like, if all we looked at is the like the actual profits, at the money in your pocket.
Yeah.
Even if you're working at like 50% capacity compared to maybe 70, 80 before, are you making more money?
Yeah.
And they're like, And I'm like, I know it feels really, that's the dream. Like to work less and earn more than what we did before, or even earn the same, but you know, in less time.
Yeah.
But it's that, and I think such a hard thing for us to do is to just not work all the time and like, we'll create work out of thin air.
Yeah.
Like, I help people build systems and processes. So like, so much of their business runs on clockwork. And then they'll be like, I'm just going to do this thing. I'm just going to rejig this. And I'm like, you don't need to do that. Why are you doing that? And it's just because they feel lazy. They're like, if I'm an entrepreneur and I'm not doing work.
I'm up for the laziness at the moment.
I love the laziness. Honestly, I'm just like, do nothing.
Give me that. That is what I want. Yeah.
No, that is the goal. You know, like, as I said, we're fortunate. We get to do what we do, it's lovely, but you need to see, it's already going in.
I love it.
But we need to balance it at the
definitely.
It's got to be crazy.
Yeah, like, it's okay to rest
and
to just sit and watch Netflix and not do
but
anything.
But then that's the other thing as well, because we are just sitting and doing nothing, but then you're like, but you because you're guilt. So tired. No, it's not even I don't actually have the guilt, but I'm tired because I have the guilt then think I'm not seeing my friends because I'm tired and I'm resting.
Exactly.
And I'm like,
well, that's it.
So it's another like,
Now see, I have the guilt. Yeah. When I come in from work and I sit down and watch, I'm like, I've got to be on Instagram. Yeah. I've got to make this look better. Mm-hmm. So, I've even said to my clients and they're like, oh, what time do you finish today? And I'll be like, oh, you're my last one. But I'm like, but work don't stop. Yeah. I said, it doesn't stop when I leave. I said, I've now got to freaking sort out my prices, what I'm going to do and all that jazz. Like, it's a lot, and it's. I feel like my brain is like,
it's intense,
at full
capacity.
I bought a phone chip the other day for a different phone for the salon phone.
And just like, to be like, I
just
can't.
Be like, and I've set it up on the WhatsApp business, so if when it goes on do not disturb after, no calls
Such
will be.
A good idea.
I've literally just said no. That's the phone because even my that was my mobile was blowing up the other day, and you went, how on earth are you dealing with that?
I was looking at it.
I was like, because I didn't really want to like in house phone, like, but it's just now a mobile number. When I'm on holiday, that phone gets left with one of the girls.
That's
washing
it. Yeah.
Done,
so much, and that's like the whole boundary thing is like a whole other kettle of fish, isn't it?
That is a whole different kettle of fish, but we'll
for the next time.
But we were saying, obviously, after with this in August, we'd love to obviously like contact you and be like, right, this is what we've done.
Yes,
and we are. We'd so love far. To like tell you
recap.
Everything. Yeah,
and you'll have like all teeth and be fresh from Bora Bora.
Be like ready for it.
100%. We actually had someone message in.
Oh yeah.
So they went, "Hello, the beauty download. I was wondering if Maddie could help me. I've always done my mum and my best friend for free, but now every time I do them, I feel resentful. But I don't know how I would ever be able to start asking them to pay. And if I do, do I give them a discount or do I let them pay full price? Help."
Okay. I have like a very specific word for word
way
to do this.
Fabulous.
Just blame me. And this goes to like literally every person listening, whoever. Just blame me in whatever way that you want, right? And I say this on a masterclass.
I did hear
this. Like a really good success rate. So. Yeah. First of all, like, you don't owe your friends and family a discount. And like, they presumably have a job. They don't just give you money out of their wage because you're their mate.
Yeah.
Like, no one's ever just said, here's a tenner, Maddie. Keep up the good work. Friendship. I'd be like, that feels very strange now. Like, the dynamics really shifted and I'm like quite uncomfortable. So that's that. And that's what we're doing. When we give discounts out to our friends and family, we're basically saying, I feel like I owe you money out of my wage, my income, on account of this friendship and this familial relationship, which makes literally no sense whatsoever.
No.
And don't get us wrong, like, I love trades. I love that we have a trade. We have a skill that we can say, like, you do my
hair. Or if you get something back, it makes it
Yeah,
right,
but again, in a really reciprocal way. So, like, I wouldn't give a full head of extensions for one set of nails.
No, you'd work it out.
You know, I might get 3 or 4 sets of nails, so let's just knock off that price. And then everyone's like, even Steven. So it works really well.
Yeah.
So the way in which you blame me, right, is, so just, like, get a pen and paper, pause the podcast now, and I'll try and speak slowly.
They're running there going...
Yeah, and it's like just... copy and paste it somewhere and just go put it in a text. So basically what I tell people to do is to just, once you've worked out what your prices should be, by the way, your proper right prices, is text these people and just do it, like, people like, should I do it in a group chat? I was like, that would be really funny to be like, hey everyone, like,
by the way,
hey you bunch of bastards, like, stop ripping me off. No, like, individually probably works for better.
Yeah.
So you just kind of go, like, however you'd speak to them, just like, oh hi Sue, how's the kids, whatever. Just to let you know, I've been working with a coach. And she has told me that the business can no longer sustain discounts. Mm. Those are like your magic words. Because it basically goes, you're off the hook. You've completely shifted the blame onto me. A person that
you'll have all these clients. So I've heard you've been speaking to my
friends. Well, they can. And oh my God, I would actually love to just argue with all your friends and family in the DM. So if anyone wants to debate with me, like, that's my dream.
Literally.
The only person this happened to is, weirdly, my coach is a guy, or one of my coaches. And he rang me and was like, Maddie, he was like, I just want to get my hair done. He's like, they've been on your calculator and they've put the prices out. It's come full circle. And I was like, were you okay with it? He's like, yeah, man, they do a really good job. So
yeah.
So I've had one person, like a real life person, come to me. So yeah, you shift it onto me. And I always say, like, if you want to portray me as this, like, Gordon Ramsay, like, really nasty, like,
I'm with her all the time. I've got a meeting with her in a
Like, she's got a head tattoo. She's like mental, like 6 foot northerner.
She's actually put cameras in my salon, so she knows everything.
She's logged into my account. She's got my bank statement. She's got
everything. Yeah, I'm like, literally tell them that you have to send me a report every week of all the discounts you've given, and I'm gonna bollock you, like, whatever it takes. Honestly, I just don't care. Because I can sleep perfectly soundly at night, having everyone's friends and family be like, who is this Maddie? Where does she get off? Because if they look me up, they'll find me. They'll see I'm a real person. They see that this is what I talk about all the time. And it just relieves you of that guilt, because it's you're basically just saying, this is someone else. And I think there's a lot of implied things. So it implies that, it kind of implies that you, the therapist or tech, is going, oh, you know, if it was up to me, I would give you a discount.
Yeah.
But Maddie, who knows, you know,
that makes us all feel a little bit better, doesn't it?
Yeah,
when we think that's the angle.
No, you've got, like, a big sister, like, come down to school and beat you up.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's Maddie. Like,
Maddie will come and sort you out. But, like, you know, my accountant does this, where she goes, you know, if you chase the money off someone, just say, I'm bollocking you, you know, that you need.
Yeah.
We've all done it with clients where we say, like, oh, I need to put my accounts in and all this. So it's just having that other person to, like, kind of go, they're getting a bit pissed off now. So just literally blame me. And when you say it like that, you know, that you basically say to them, like, if I keep doing this, I'm going to go out of business.
Yeah.
So then the friend or the family member is kind of thinking to themselves, shit, like, me getting this discount, it's good for me, whatever, I save a few quid, but I'm going to put my child or my, you know, my best mate out of business.
Well, they're the ones who take prime time slots as well, right?
Yeah.
They always take the piss, don't they?
And they take the absolute piss. Yeah. And I love my friends and family, but I bloody hate doing most of his clients, because they're the ones who are like, your little hair business, and they'll trot in, like, 20 minutes late. And
And I
just think that sucks a bit. And I think I'd rather they just go somewhere else, because then it's, you can just be the professional, you know, with your clients and stuff.
Yeah.
Then you just tell them what the price is and just say, with that being said, your price is going to be X. And then I just call it the state or sod off, which is, like, in a nutshell, let me know if that's okay. If it's not, no sweat. And you just kind of say that it's absolutely fine. It'll not, you know, change our relationship or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll not be pissed. I can even recommend
that's
you to
someone
else.
That's how I feel, though. I'm like, are you gonna stop? No, no.
Yeah.
I know it sounds awful to say, but I'm like, are you still going to be my friend? Like, but I feel like I see
but if they're not,
the time,
though, because I've had this where people are like, I have never seen this person again. I'm like, that's a really harsh reality check, but that person literally was in your life.
So
to,
like,
get a discount.
A breakup.
Yeah.
Again.
But I think that is just a reflection of something internally going.
Yeah.
Are people friends with me because of me, or are they friends with me because I do the nails for cheap? And we become very, very popular people when we have a skill that we're dishing out really cheap. And I'd rather be a slightly more unpopular person who has a business that's still going to be around
and,
like, a few
genuine
years.
And a genuine reason.
And again, it's freeing that space up time wise for someone who's like, amazing, like proper rock star client who's going to come in.
I love this rock star client.
I know.
Yeah. Someone came in today and I was like, she's a rock star.
I feel like we need to like give our little stickers like rock star, rock star.
I would tell mine. I'd be like, I love you.
Yeah.
Where do you hang out? Like, why did you come to me? Yeah, I always tell my clients that I'm like, you're my dream. Oh. Like, how do I find more of you?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I feel so good after today. I'm like, gonna go home and like write all these things. You'll see on my Instagram, just like price increase.
I'll start tagged in like 20 things, being like, this absolute bitch, Maddie, saying this. I'll
now
do it. Like,
out, no friends, literally. No longer.
Yeah, I'll come in, and if you tag me, if I see you, I'll be like, hey, girl, love you. Like,
no, that's been amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Been honestly, I feel like I've taken so much from today.
Definitely. And I think 100%, like when you obviously do anything online, like your masterclasses and stuff, like as I say, I've took a look already into the calculator.
Yeah.
And from what I've learned already, like five parts of the course in, I'm like, right, okay, this is what I need to do. It's like, it's 100% something worth looking into, guys. Yeah. Like,
I cannot wait to get the.
I'm going to send you my recap after this. Yeah, like, right, this is where we're at.
Definitely. I'm very invested in this.
And where can our listeners find you? And is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners?
Oh, yes. Well, thanks for listening. Thank you for getting this far. Yeah, so you can find me at bossyoursalon.com or Facebook and Instagram. It's Bossy Your Salon. That's Boss Your Salon. Every time I subtitle things, it says Bossy Salon. Mad accent.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you'll put like show notes that'll like tell people what I'm actually trying to say. But yeah, if you just go onto the main website or my Instagram, everything's in my bio. It's like super easy to find. So I do free pricing education at the minute that's live, and I do them a couple of times a week. Yeah. And then I've got my pricing calculator as well. I should have been more prepared, but I shall do like a little bonus thing for you guys. But
aww,
I'll
fold
out and I'll give them something, a little something, but I'll do a code and you can pop it on you.
We'll put it on our little bio and whack on the Instagram. That'd be great.
Well, yeah, and this goes to everyone listening, like, just DM me. Like, I think sometimes people think they can't talk to me, and I'm like, I love it. Like, I love when people send me.
Where do you get the time?
Oh, well, yeah, this is like, I literally was working on the train last night, like 10 at night. I love working really late at night.
I was under the impression that you still was doing hair as well. No. So I was like, wow.
Now I'm like, how did I do hair? Like, this is insane. And now it's obviously me and my husband both working like full time on this. So.
It's amazing though, you've done that. I think
Do you also feel like, because you're telling everyone like this, like you've got to be the sort of person, like you've got to give yourself that time off, because if you're telling people to give the time off, you're like, there like
Maddie's on holiday and she's sitting there, not it's a lie, I'm joking, not really there.
This is, and do you know what's also really funny is people try and give me stuff for free all the time.
Really?
People are like, oh yeah, don't, you know, because I've maybe like helped them with pricing, so they're like, no, don't pay. And I'm like, imagine if it got out that I was like getting made to it. I was like, no, as I'll pay you, I'm going to pay you more than what you want. Like, don't, very
love
kind.
That.
But, they can just come and find me. And if anyone wants to send me like a very excitable voice note or a message and be like, this is what I've done, I love it, because I love
good.
Seeing
it's
what
nice to hear,
it
and
to.
It's nice to know that you do that. And obviously, you get it rewarding as well. In that
honestly, case. I just buzz like still off every single one. So cool.
Oh, I love
it.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks, guys.
Right. And we shall let you know how the experiment goes.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
See you later.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.